closer. Anybody, we've got many, we probably can see where we are, but if anybody just want to come and sit on the carpet, any of the little ones are welcome to do that. This morning I want to introduce you to five people, and those five people are going to be seen to be doing certain things, and I want you to think about the person and what they're doing with that question. Why is Christmas like this? Well, here's the first one. There she is. She's called Miss Chalk. Anybody know what she does for a living? What does she do? She's a teacher, yeah, okay, fine. But actually, this particular teacher stopped being a teacher. What you thought, what you think she might have done? Well, this is what she did. Can you see her there? What is she doing? She's gone from being at the front to going and sitting with her children. You see, she became a pupil. She didn't stay a teacher, she became a pupil. So why is Christmas like that? Next one then, is Mr. Wren. Mr. Wren, what do you think he does for a living? What's he do? He's an architect, yeah, good, okay. And what kind of house would you expect him to live in? A pretty impressive one, yeah, there you are, there's his house. Pretty impressive property there. But Mr. Wren didn't stay living in that house. He went and did this. What's he doing? He's sleeping rough, isn't he? Sleeping rough on the streets. So why is Christmas like that? Next one. Mr. Boathaven, I've called him. What do you think he does? He's a composer, yeah, okay. And he composed many great pieces of music, world famous. But he decided to do something very unexpected. Can you see him there? Look closely, those at the front, what's happening? He's queuing up, yeah, he's in a massive queue. And there he is queuing up. So he's actually queuing up for a ticket to his own concert. You'd expect him to get one for free, but no, he goes and queues up for a ticket to his own concert. Why is Christmas like that? Next one. Mr. Von Gaff. What does he do? What's he doing? He's painting, so he's an artist. Okay, now he painted hundreds of beautiful pictures. Pictures that sold for thousands of pounds. But then he took up a different sort of painting. See what that is? What's he doing? Painting by numbers. Yeah. So why is Christmas like that? Last one. Mrs. Bun the Baker. There you are with her bread. And every day after work, she went home for breakfast. And then what did she do? She went and lined up for bread from her own bakery. Why is Christmas like that? Well, on Christmas Day, of course, we remember that Jesus was born. And in that Bible reading from Matthew's Gospel, we hear how an angel spoke to Joseph to reassure him that actually, even though it was a weird thing that was happening, that his fiancée was pregnant and he knew nothing about it, he should still take her home to be his wife. She was unexpectedly expecting a baby. Matthew tells us all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, if you were listening very carefully when we had the reading, Matthew in his gospel tells us that the name Emmanuel has a meaning. Does anybody know what the name Emmanuel means? We heard it in the reading. It means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. So do you see what Christmas is about? Christmas is about God coming to be with us human beings on the earth. So when Jesus was born, God, the eternal, always existing Son, came to live as a human being on the earth. Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So, like Miss Chalk the teacher, stopping her job and coming to sit with her students, God lived among us. Like Mr. Wren the architect leaving his house and sleeping rough as a homeless person, God lived among us. Like Mr. Beethoven, the world-renowned composer, queuing up for a ticket to his own concert, God lived among us. Like Mr. Von Gaff, the famous artist, painting by numbers, God lived among us. Like Mrs. Bunn, the baker, waiting for bread from her own bakery, God lived among us. See, Jesus left being with his Father in the wonders of heaven to be born as a human being in a pretty smelly, probably, animal shelter. Jesus is God with us. And you know, knowing that that is the case, knowing that God is with us, changes our outlook on life, because we know that God has shared human life with us. God in Jesus knows what it's like to be tired. He knew what it was to face difficulties. He knew what it was like to have people turn away from him. He knew, on the other hand as well, what it was to enjoy life. So knowing that God is with us changes our attitude to all kinds of things. It changes our attitude to work, because we know that God has been here and given work dignity by working himself and using his hands. Knowing that God is with us changes our attitude to our bodies, because we know that God has been here and taken to himself a human body, giving dignity and significance to physical life and care for our bodies. And knowing that God is with us changes our attitude to other human beings, because God has come and become a human being, showing that all people are worthy of respect and care. And if we belong to Jesus, well, then we'll want to share that care with others and serve others. So Christmas shows us that God has come to be one of us and to share human life with us. Now, we're going to sing a little bit later the carol See Amid the Winter Snow. And apparently when it was first written, it was called a hymn for Christmas Day. And that's very appropriate, because we sing in that carol, "Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies." You see, he is Emmanuel, God with us. So God, the eternal Son, became one of us and lived on this earth. And he did that for a purpose. And we heard about that purpose in that Bible reading from Matthew, where we hear that he's also called Emmanuel. And that's because the baby born was given another name as well. Now, who can finish this sentence? It's from the reading. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. And that is another name with a meaning. Emmanuel means God is with us. Jesus means God saves or God rescues. And the angel said, you will call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, that carol we're going to sing, See Amid the Winter Snow, contains this verse. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. And of course, our world is a world with selfishness, with poverty, with wars, with suffering, and with death. And yet Jesus came from heaven, highest bliss, into a world like this. And it's a world where the evidence is obvious that we human beings have turned away from God. We have sinned. We've all messed up to some extent in our lives. And it means that our world is messed up. And indeed, any connection with God is messed up. I wonder if you ever thought how surprising it is that we all gather together on Christmas Day like this to remember Jesus' birthday, Christmas Day. And when we do that, we share bread and wine together, to remember also that Jesus died on the cross. And that's because Jesus was born to rescue. He is the one who saves his people from their sins through his death on the cross, proved true by rising again from the dead. So Jesus is the one who saves, and he can bring us back to God. So why is Christmas like this? Well, like Miss Chalk, the teacher, stopping her job and coming to sit with her students, Christmas is like this because God has come and lived among us. Like Mr. Wren, the architect, leaving his house and sleeping rough like a homeless person. Christmas is like this because God has lived among us. And like Mr. Beethoven, the world-renowned composer, queuing up for a ticket to his own concert, Christmas is like this because God has lived among us. Like Mr. Von Gaff, the famous artist, painting by numbers, Christmas is like this because God has humbled himself and come to live among us. And like Mrs. Bond the baker, waiting for bread from her own bakery, Christmas is like this because God has lived among us. So Jesus born that first Christmas day is Emmanuel. God is with us. And Jesus means God saved. So to those who turn to him and believe in what he has done on the cross, he came to save his people from their sins. And that's the most important thing we can know, because through him we can be reconnected to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Christmas and all that it means to us, with the fun and the family times and the presents. And we thank you too for the deeper meaning of it, that you have come into our world in Jesus. You are God with us, and also Jesus, the one who saves his people from their sins. Please refresh us in our thinking. Help us to grasp anew the wonder of Christmas. Amen.